hear about a monkey, a bird, and a story. Next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
Evolutionists say that human beings evolved from an ape-like creature. And how do they claim to know this? Because they find various kinds of ape in the fossil record. As one would expect, some of these apes are a little, and I stress a little, more like us than others. They are all more like apes than like us, but evolutionists will tell us that those apes which are a little more like humans are evidence for evolution. Is this a logical way to think? Some other cultures believe that human beings came from birds. Let's say that a monkey and a bird, both sitting in a tree, were fossilized along with the tree. If a paleontologist from a Western culture dug up the fossilized tree, monkey and bird, and decided that they were of the right age, he would conclude that the monkey could have something to do with human evolution. He would reject the bird, feeling that it offered no proof at all for human evolution. But what if the same fossilized tree, monkey and bird, were discovered by someone who thought that humans came from birds? He would reject the monkey as proof of human evolution, possibly finding that the bird fit his theory very nicely. Notice that each one found the so-called evidence that they were looking for. But what did they actually find? What they really found were a fossilized tree, fossilized bird, and a fossilized monkey, and that's all. While science has made up lots of stories, it has never actually found anything that contradicts the Bible.
To get a complete set of transcripts from Creation Moments programs, ask about the book Letting God Create Your Day when you visit us online at creationmoments.com. And join us again for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.